Where's Ukraine going or coming to as we speak, Matt?
Well, you know, it's I can make the point as well, and I didn't think it happened so quickly, you know, for the Ukrainians that the Afghans are going through right now, where as soon as you're not politically convenient, as soon as you're not politically useful, you will be pushed to the side and forgotten. And I mean, as you said, Judge, there's been almost no mention of Ukraine in mainstream media. Wall Street Journal did have an article today about how Russia is launching an offensive in the Kupiansk region in the northeast part of the front. You know, I mean, so there was some mention that this thing is still going on. But yeah, it's I think, you know, you take a walk around your neighborhood, you don't see the blue and yellow Ukrainian flags like you used to. And I mean, so this war in, against the Gazans, against the Palestinians, is the opportunity to get away from this failed war in Ukraine. Just as I think as Halloween is coming up and Thanksgiving and Christmas, it gives people an excuse to take down their Ukrainian flags and put up a pumpkin flag or, you know, put up a Santa Claus thing or whatever, right? It's your way of getting out of that past support that you no longer want to own up to. I think what you're going to see here as well, but the amount invested in this and the continuing amount of all of these wars, as this thing continues to roll forward, this militarized foreign policy, look at this crisis in the House of Representatives. We don't have a speaker. What does that come back to? It comes back to funding that $113 billion for the Ukraine war. But then overall, too, what are we talking about? We're talking about the national debt. And we're going to spend $700 billion a year this year on interest payments on the national debt. You know what makes up the biggest chunk of that national debt? Past okay. military spending and past war spending. That's right. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year on interest payments for wars in the past, for military spending in the past. So all this has an effect, whether it's on in terms of destroying people like the people of Ukraine, the Palestinians, the Iraqis, or in the sense of making things politically, economically, long-term investment in the U.S. impossible because we're tied into these wars, into this militarism, into these defense budgets, and it's a racket. Joe Biden can beat his chest and do his best impression of how, you know, he is the second coming of Franklin D. Roosevelt or Churchill or whoever he wants to be, you know, but this is what the rest of us have to live with are the consequences of these failed wars and these trillions of dollars in military spending, which has delivered nothing except death and destruction for those overseas, a lot of pain for a lot of veterans and their families in this country. And of course, an economy that has been completely hollowed out.